The other day, I was looking at YouTube, as you do, and I saw a young person who was saying, like, about how men could have good eyes, and I thought, oh, I'll be in that. So I began to watch, and he said, the first thing is, men's eyes need to be dark. Mine are gray. Meh. Then he went, like, and then your eyebrows shouldn't be like this, but they should be more like this. And I go, okay. And then the sclerus, that's a new word for me, the white bit of your eye should be bright white, not sort of all old and crinkly. And then you're not supposed to have bags under your eyes. I got a perfect score. And you go, like, this is soul-destroying stuff, isn't it? I know not to look at the ones with the abs, you know. I got that. But the eyes, I didn't know. Okay, it's just another one of those things that makes you feel bad, right? There's just, our society is built on making you feel bad. It sells stuff. You need a new car. You need a bigger house. You need a butler's pantry. You need new clothes. You know, it's like, you don't have enough. Every day we are attacked by the TV, the net, and people around us trying to tell us that we're not worth it. Our self-worth is attacked. We don't have enough money, we don't have enough beauty, we don't have a big enough house, car, we're not successful enough, we're not good enough at sports, we don't have the right clothes, we're not the right age, we're not the right weight. You know, it doesn't matter. Like, if you pass one, you fail on another. They've got you. No wonder we're actually saying maybe young people shouldn't be watching this, because it's soul-destroying. And it really takes your own self-worth to be able not to be sucked into this stuff. So where do we get self-worth? In baptism, the God of the universe says, you are mine. You are precious. I love you. And the Bible gives five powerful pictures of what baptism is. So I want to share with you these five pictures. The first one is adoption. So Paul said, you have received a spirit that makes you, you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves, like God's a big monster and we're weaklings. Instead, you received God's spirit when he adopted you as his own child. Now we call him Abba Father, because we're adopted, we're part of the family. Or again, Paul says, he decided in advance, before you were born, to adopt us into his own family by bringing us to himself through Jesus Christ. This is what he wanted to do, and it gave him great pleasure. So baptism is not a beauty contest. We don't have to be the most beautiful person to be baptized. We don't have to be successful. We don't even have to be great spiritual people. Read your Bible every day or pray all the time. None of that is important to baptism itself. It's not a contest. You can't earn it. It isn't even if you have great faith or even if you were sinless. None of that is necessary. He adopts you. You know, when you adopt a baby, you adopt nappies and all. In my family, we now have a new adopted baby, and, you know, like, I'm glad I'm old. It's the sleepless nights, you know, the screaming baby, what have I done? You know, is a pin sticking them? What's the problem? You know, yeah, who knows? And it's that constant nappy changing. We don't change nappies because we love changing nappies. We change nappies because we love the baby. We love the baby. Baptism is like that. It isn't that God loves our sins, but we need, in the same way the baby needs that nappy change, we need our lives cleaned. We can't bear the sin. We can't bear the guilt. We can't bear the shame. So he makes us part of our family, part of of his family. Even if we wander away from Jesus, and most of us have at some point in our life wandered away, he doesn't give up on us. I've got a son who I didn't see for 13 years. I prayed for 13 years that I might see him again, and have for the last 12 months. You can't stop being a father. There's no button. There's no escape clause. You're stuck forever. It doesn't matter what they do. You know, even if they go to prison, become some notorious person, you're stuck. You're the mother, you're the father, the brother or the sister. In the Bible, Jesus wants to explain this to us with the story of the prodigal son who trashes the family farm, runs away and is gone, and only comes home because he's hungry. The father was waiting. The father wanted him back. That's the heavenly father. Or again, he tells the story of the lost sheep. And the shepherd doesn't go, oh, well, I'll come back, you know, a bit later. No, he goes out in the dark looking for that sheep. So Jesus goes looking for us. Once we're baptized, it's like that brand or the chip. He's out looking for us. So when the devil uses the net or the TV or other people to tell you you're not enough, God says, I adopted you. I love you. You are my child. You are part of my family. So that was one. Two, we are washed in baptism. The waters of baptism are a stain remover. We all have stuff-ups. Maybe it's gossip, greed, envy, porn, temper, trouble forgiving other people, failure as a parent, failure as a child, failure in a marriage, a lack of trust in God, failure to worship God. John, the one who wrote the Gospel of John, had a vision where God opened heaven to him, and he saw this crowd. He said, I saw a vast crowd from every nation, tribe, people, and language. And I asked the angel next to him, who are these dressed in white robes? He said, they have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. In baptism, your shame was removed, taken by Jesus to the cross. Your guilt was removed, taken by Jesus to the cross. Your sins were removed, taken by Jesus to the cross. So when the devil tries to use the net or the TV or other people to tell you you're not enough, God says, not only did I adopt you and I love you and you are my child, but I have washed you clean. I have taken away your shame. I have taken away your sin. You are forgiven. Three, baptism is like a branding, like a marking. So God says, I have called you by name. You are mine. God branded us. We've been chipped like sheep, cattle, and dogs. Why do we do that to sheep, cattle, and dogs and other things? Because we love them. We don't want to lose them. So God says in Isaiah, can a mother forget her nursing child? Bizarre. Can she feel no love for that child that she has born? Even if she could forget, but I will never forget you. For see, I have engraved you on the palm of my hands. So God does a double. Not only does he chip us, brand us in baptism, but he actually engraves your name on his hand. So he does both. I've never tattooed a dog's name on my hand yet. But I'm sure some people have, sorry. But God does both. He chips us because he doesn't want to lose us, and he's got you on his hand because he loves you and doesn't want to forget you. So before the world labeled you as fat, stupid, ugly, old, whatever, useless, God had already named you, marked you, adopted, beloved, washed, forgiven. The mark can't be scrubbed off. When the devil uses the net, the TV, or other people to tell you you're not enough, God says, I adopted you. I love you. You are my child. I have washed you clean. You are forgiven. And I have branded you. You are priceless. Four. Baptism is the gift of the Holy Spirit. So Peter said, repent and be baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, you might receive the Holy Spirit, or you'll get it later, or one day. No. He says, you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not a gift because, not a reward because you've worked hard or you're especially holy or you read your Bible so much or you sang for hours or whatever. It's a pure gift of grace that you received in baptism. It means that you are never alone. You are never abandoned. The Holy Spirit reminds you of God's promises to you. He strengthens your faith when you are weak. He reminds you who you are when you forget. And, you know, when we wander away from God, he's the one who makes us feel guilty and calls us back. Or when we're heading into sin, he's the one who makes us feel guilty and point out where we're going. That's his job in life, to be our shepherd, to keep us safe with God, to remind us of God's promises. Your worth doesn't come from some inner strength. It comes from God dwelling in you. So when the devil uses the net, the TV, or other people to tell you you're not enough, God says, but I adopted you. I love you. You are my child. I washed you clean and you are forgiven. I have branded you. You are precious. You are mine. I have given you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Number five, we are called, commissioned. In baptism, you were called, commissioned by God to serve God and to love other people. So Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples. You were sent. Or again, Paul tells us we are ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador puts, you know, when we have ambassadors to America, they put our case to America why we shouldn't have, what's that word called? Taxes. No, you know what I mean. Tariffs, thank you. Tariffs. New word, tariffs. Okay. In baptism, you are not only saved, but you are sent. We are here for a purpose. Doesn't matter whether we're 10, 50, 90, 80, we still have a purpose on planet Earth. You are ordained, called to serve God and other people, to live as Christ's hands and feet and voice in this world. Your life has a purpose beyond self-promotion. You're not just here to be wealthy. You're not just here to have lots of stuff, to look good. You are here to serve God and love other people. So when the devil uses the net, the TV, or other people to tell you you're not enough, when comparisons crush your joy, when the shame resurfaces from things that you did in the past or things that were done to you in the past, when your identity feels shaky, God says, I adopted you, I love you, you are my child, I have washed you clean, you are forgiven, I have branded you, you are precious, you are mine, I have given you the Holy Spirit to guide you, I have called you, commissioned you to be my ambassador to serve God and love people. This is why baptism is so important. And that's why the last words that Jesus said on planet Earth were about baptism. He could have talked about so many things. Prayer, Bible reading. No, no. Baptism is the one he wanted to say as his last words on planet Earth. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds safe in Christ Jesus.